Good morning to you once again. It is the Praise O'Clock Show, the inspirational Thursday edition of the Praise O'Clock Show. I'm so glad to be in the studio this morning. But more importantly, I'm happy to have with me a beautiful guest. I was saying to her, I said, our Abuja music ministers are so fine, you know, and they have the light of the world, you know, that... So great to have with us in the studio today a music minister, a singer, a songwriter, a recording artist, and one who has a brand new album called You Are. Please make welcome Agogo.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Lagos.
Thank you.
And welcome to the Praise O'Clock Show.
Glad to be here.
So let us slug this name thing out once and for all. I think it was when I had an interview with you on the phone then.
Yes.
When I think you taught me, or was it A Cube? I've had another Agogo on the show.
Okay.
That taught me something different. So I think you told me it was the G was silent.
Yes.
And the other person came and said, no, the own G is not silent G's though. So I was wondering, like,
who is the real G?
Yeah, who's the real G? So the G is silent.
Yes, from what I know, like from my roots and how it's being pronounced.
Okay, so if I'm gonna call you now, is Ahoho.
Yes.
Now, if the G is one thing. Now the other one is the notes.
Don't get me started on the notes.
I need to learn this thing. Yeah.
Funnily, I don't think they even pronounce that H as well. So what I hear them say is Ahoho.
Ahoho.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the way I hear it.
But how do people generally call it? People who are not patient enough to learn these things.
Agogo.
And you just think like, oh, I cannot keep myself.
It's better because the Hausas go Agogo, and that is a bit offensive because that means wristwatch in Hausa. So please, Agogo is fine. Let's stick to Agogo.
Let's keep it at Agogo.
Please.
Great stuff. Good to have you on the show with us today. I'm going to kick off this from an angle that probably might have been the last thing we'd have said, but let's start off with that. The album You Are,
yes,
is like an open-ended sentence. So you are what? So you are. What exactly does putting those two words together, you and are, what does that mean to you?
Funnily, the song itself that is the title track, that was, you know, what gave birth to the album title, has a lot of things in it, a lot of words, like you said, a lot of sentences even that could have been the title of the song.
Okay.
But for me, the reverence of God, how far God has brought me, the way I see Him move in my life, I really wanted something that will capture or that says God is everything.
Yeah.
So it's more like, I mean, like you said, an open-ended thing. You are. It's like, call God who you think He is to you. He's so many things to me that I can't even put it in one particular.
Right.
I didn't want to put anything. I didn't want to say you are God. You are because He's a lot. I mean, a lot of the titles of the songs on the album say so. But I wanted to leave it open-ended so that
Right. When
one is singing it, I mean, you have so many things in your head when it comes to God.
Just fill in the blanks.
It's
just like Moses asking God, what do I tell them you are? And God is like, oh, okay. Just tell them that I am.
That I am, yes.
You know? Great stuff, You Are. Well, this is your debut album. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you are one of those artists who I might say just bumped into the music industry and you came ready.
Yeah.
You know, this is your debut album. It sounds very, very mature, like you have been in this for a long period of time. So let's get to know Agogo. Ahoho, Agogo. Let's get to know her from her roots. So where did this all start from? Where are you coming from?
Well, first of all, I would say I didn't exactly choose music. I think music chose me because it was what I found myself doing. Sometimes I think, do I have any ancestral link to music? And there's almost no way to ask. I can't ask my parents now anyway. But then, you know, I'm just like, for me, and my family wasn't exactly exposed to musicals. So I'm even trying to think of how.
Where did this come from?
Maybe I stumbled on, or is it just destiny, or, you know, a collision of things. I know I started listening to church. Of course, I was like a frequent church goer. I was like my mother's handbag going to church. But she wasn't even musically inclined. She used to be more of the word person. And then it seemed like whenever there was a church choir in any church, I would just go there. I would just find myself, you know, being a part of the choir. And not just being a part of the choir, I was never at the back. Somehow I was always in front. I didn't ask for it. I just found myself there. Wow. I don't know if I was the best singer, because I mean, then you can't really differentiate the parts, like, to know who, you know, is singing what, but I always found myself in front. And then I looked for music that appealed to me, and it seemed like the inspiration of the gospel type. Okay. Of course, there were other kinds of music you would listen to, you would hear it around. I mean, growing up as a teenager, there was MTV, and there were a lot of songs I used to listen to that were secular and all, but I discovered I would still go back to my quiet time and put words together from either what I listened to on tape, preachings, or what I read. A lot of books, a lot. I used to read books. I read books that were the books my mother had. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
So I started reading and reading, and I got exposed to people like D.L. Moody, A.W. Tozer.
Yeah, reading such books.
I was reading
then.
Such books. They were big, but I don't know. I was reading them. I just found interest in them. So, you know, this inspirational guy that says something about your thoughts and your pattern. Double or so. There's one other guy that. And then I read Steve Covey, The Habits Guy. You know, I was reading. And I started writing inspirational quotes. I would always jot down quotes that were, or phrases that were catchy for me. And somehow they formed the wordings of some songs I started, you know, putting together then. Not songs now, though, funny. But that was the bedrock for me. That was the bedrock for me. I got into secondary school. I was in boarding house, and they encouraged us to write songs at the FCS.
They encouraged you to write songs?
Yes, that
FCS
was my
is
first...
Federal
Christian students.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Federal, actually. Fellowship of Christian Students. Yeah, okay. So it was a unity school, a federal government girls' college. So
they encouraged you to write songs.
Yeah,
irrespective of whether you were a musician or not. You had.
We're in FCS. We're all Christians. Let's write Christian songs. That was how we were. And right. Funnily, we started from writing with the secular tune in mind. So it kind of helped me, because I was like, okay, I used to watch MTV. Let's go. Then after a time, they were like, after a while, rather, they were like, hey, when you sing it with the secular tune in mind, or, you know, to people, what they have is the other one in mind. Hey, let's start getting our own tunes.
Original.
Yeah, we have to go original. And one of those holidays in between my secondary schools where I composed my first song, I think it was, I believe in myself that no one is better than me, something like that.
Still remember.
I still remember. Funnily, I went to the studio back in the day in Kaduna. I remember that my mom was like, where are you going? Because for her, I was like, you know how it is? Those days, it's like, no, read your book.
Face your studies, man.
I mean, do you understand?
What am I paying your school fees for?
Then it was the opposite end of town. But I went to a studio. I don't know. You know, sometimes I think there's something that pushes me. There are a lot of things I do till now. Like, even when I got here, I was like, you mean I left where I was staying to come here to pursue this thing? So there's really, for me, there's just something driving me. Yeah. You know, there's just that force moving me to achieve my goals, to, you know, fulfill my dreams. Wow. And I'm really grateful to God, because, you know, you talked about something, you said the album sounds like something that was really put together. So I've been building, that's what I realized. And sometimes I don't realize these things till I get to a particular point.
Okay.
Like, most of my songs are written from a place of God just gives them to me. Then later on, I'm talking about maybe months later or maybe years later, I go through an experience, and you won't believe it, but it's that song that is playing out.
Wow.
So for me, it's been a journey of what I've been exposed to, what I put myself. Nobody even pressured me to do it. Like, these books, nobody. I just saw them as, hey, Christian book, let me start.
That's very interesting, though. I mean, at that age, I mean, to read those books, some of those books, my dad had a lot of them as well.
No, I'm like, it's not like those are revival people, you know, as in
it's not like the prints were so fancy or anything. Nothing, so I'm like, a teenager reading those books, man, that's a lot.
Well, that really helped my foundation.
Interesting. I mean, God's Generals, the Smith Wigglesworth.
Ah, I remember the pages falling out of that book.
And my dad had quite a number of them as well, so I can relate. Now, today, what would you say are those things that inspire you to write now? You know, you talked about how you got inspiration to write back in the day.
Yeah.
Things are different now. Things have changed. Your today's music, what inspires them? Do you still read such books, or is it how do you get your inspiration now?
Well, most times when I go into worship, my songs drop. There was actually a time maybe like a year ago, I was afraid to, in quote, go into the presence of the Lord, because the songs just kept coming and coming. And for me also, one major thing that I would say inspires me right now is the fact that I look around and I see that life is short. I see that life is short, and that people are going through a lot of things that you can't see written on their faces. So I think we should, the way I see it now, let's just do what we have to do now.
While we can.
Tomorrow may be too late. I mean, we don't know, you know, as much as we believe God, hey, my future is bright, I'm going to live long. And a lot of things happen these days that we're like, hey, God, my life is in your hands. So really. So it's more like redeeming the times. So for me, that inspires that the life, the way life is now. I mean, things are so fast. Things are so fast. Things have changed. The times have changed. So I look around. I mean, imagine depression and suicide being major in our country today. It wasn't like that before. So thinking of things like that and just saying, God, we owe you our lives, help us live it right. I just get inspired. I actually have something like an inspirational EP coming up.
Nice.
Next year.
I'm looking forward to that. Yes. Because you seem to have a lot of inspiration inside of you.
Like a lot. A lot. And then my journey as well, going along how I've, come this far, also helps me in my relationship with people as well. Sometimes what I hear from someone, sometimes when I speak with someone and I get something that gives me a word to ponder on, I go back to my study and sometimes a song just comes from there.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting stuff. The album You Are has about 13 tracks.
10
tracks. We're going to talk a bit about that. At the album, the live recording, the album launch stroke live recording, I saw a picture. Now, you might have to share this with me. I saw a picture you shared on Instagram where you were...
Whoa!
you were Agogo Keys. So you were actually behind a keyboard and you were actually playing a song. What really happened there? Can you share that with us?
So I started learning how to play the keyboard over a year ago. Are we in December? Maybe like October last year. And I was just learning because I wanted to learn an instrument, how to play an instrument. I got into the air and my concert was approaching. And I told my instructor, what do you think about me playing on that day? Of course, he would encourage it. You know how it is. But the burden was on me. Because I started thinking, my God, am I really going to be able to do this? Because for every time, you know, the way life is, for every time I stepped out on the house, I think I saw my rehearsals Tuesday evening, just before my choir rehearsals. One of my children will always complain about something, one thing or the other from school. I don't know why it was every Tuesday. This used to happen. So somehow I would go late for the, you know, rehearsal for the keyboard. You know, there were just different things. And then there's this book Joyce Meyer wrote about the battlefield of the mind. Really, this is where everything takes place.
Yes, ma'am.
That is why there is just that battle there. But I think if you put your mind to it, I mean, every day there are odds against us. I mean, we're in Lagos, even the traffic could be against you, right? I mean, I told myself, let me be honest, I told myself at a point that if we are coming and there's traffic in this place, I will climb back. Leave, I've got a music issue. I will climb back to come here.
Wow.
No, because, I mean, just go out and get it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, what was I saying? That was my line
the,
of thought.
The keyboard. So, there was stuff that we're just trying to.
So, we had, I think, like five songs. It was a medley of five songs. I was supposed to do it under 8 minutes. And
of this keyboard thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
It wasn't just a do re mi do do re mi do. You played.
No. I played them. I think I started with the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. And then I went to a Lauren to the
You were singing and playing.
Yes.
You must have been very proud of yourself.
I think I ended up with Then Sings My Soul. So that one, there was something the guy taught me, you know. I had to keep rehearsing for over 3 months every night. And the night is when I want to sit down and watch TV. So those are these part of the odds against us. But no, I told myself, sometimes I'm rehearsing this keyboard like around to 12 in the night.
I'm going to do this.
I literally psych myself because it's not easy.
Wow.
I mean, so it's all in the mind. And yeah, so that day, that day came. Wow. I thought I had the, you know, the jitters for the songs I was going to sing until after the song I was meant to go to the keyboard and I went to the keyboard. Let's just say, I don't know if I was breathing, but I played and it was a sing-along thing.
Wow. So that would have given you more...
So there was a lot of spontaneity that my instructor commended me for, that I don't know where that came from, but wow. I thank God. And wow. It went well. It was a great experience.
Wow, that's nice. It was a great experience. It. I always like when artists can play a musical instrument, because exactly. It actually helps you in your music as well.
Yes,
in the delivery of your music and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even in your ad-libs, you can... It's just a good thing.
It is.
Now you know how to play the keyboard, or you are still in the process of, you know,
process.
Being better at it.
Yeah.
What other instrument are you eyeing?
Yes, the guitar.
I knew it.
I mean, there are a couple of my songs that I'm like, hey, if I was just holding one jinta now.
Or the jinta, strum the jinta.
So yeah, for me, I think that's it.
Nice. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, though I know a little about this, but for people who are listening to the show to know, what are you doing in Lagos? You are based in Abuja. Agogo is based in Abuja, in case you didn't know. You're in Lagos right now. What brings you to Lagos?
Well, obviously the tour.
Okay.
That's one.
The media tour.
Okay. Yeah, and then I have, well... I've been a few days in Lagos already, so I think I've finished one part of what I came to do. That's I had videos to shoot, music videos.
Music videos are coming.
They're coming. No, you have to get ready. 2020 is loaded.
Come on now.
It's really loaded.
So what songs, which of your songs are you putting out?
Let's see. Should I spill the beans?
Let me guess. One of them is...
Try.
One
try.
Of them is... No, it's not You Are.
You Are is already out.
Oh, You Are is already out, yeah. So that one is out of it. Wekobiro. Am I right?
Did you see a few pictures?
No, I didn't see anything.
Well,
I just guessed.
Yeah, Wekobiro is one of them.
Look at that.
Yay! Where's your bell or something? I mean,
come on now.
You have to ring that for him.
Look at that. I mean, I had no idea. I've not seen anything. Trust me. I just.
Well, yeah, Wekobiro is one of them.
I have a feeling that the next guess will be wrong. So let me just keep it at one guess.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Wow, but that's interesting. So, video's coming out.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so the album is out. It's a 10-track album. Has guest appearances from Onos Ario, who is actually on the Wekobiro track. And we are going to play that in just a few moments from now. Also, we have guest appearances from Temple, from Tuluwanimi, my friend, Tuluwanimi, from Nikki Laoye, and Atonye Douglas. And Atonye Douglas that I mixed for Afi Douglas for a long time.
That's
but God has helped me.
Glory.
Okay, so you have these guys on your album. What other artists would you have loved to have if you could have the person on the album?
Let's see. Dunsin.
Dunsin Oyekan. Nice. He was at your concert, yeah?
No, I think he was he had another program same day,
okay,
so he couldn't make it.
Okay.
Yeah. Dunsin, and then I know Gloria was preparing for hers already, and she was preparing for the core.
Okay.
I'd love to have her.
Gloria.
Yeah, I'd love to have Gloria.
If he was an international artist.
That's where I was going.
Okay.
That's where I was going, or that's where I am going. Well, it's good to dream big, yeah? So, I've always loved Tasha Cobbs.
Right.
The passion with which she sings. And then for song composure, I love Israel Houghton. There's just something about his songs and the way he puts them together. He reminds me of, Kirk Franklin back in the day. I mean, it may not be the same kind of music, but there's just something about the melody of his songs and the way the words, when put in, when you sing the song, it just lifts you and it puts in you hope, I would say. And for me, that's part of my one of the messages of my songs. Hope for a better tomorrow. Hope that things are going to be okay. I would love to also feature Jacqueline Carr. Yeah,
nice.
I love to feature her. And then I also admire the Elevation Worshippers because of the
those are my G's, I know.
There's just something about their music, right, that just sets the mood every time.
Which is your favorite Elevation Worshippers?
What a beautiful name it is.
Elevation, do they have what a beautiful name? That's Hillsong, yeah?
Sorry, that's Hillsong.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hillsong. I mix Hillsong, Elevation, and Planet Shakers because
there's
that, they have the urban,
Yes. And Bethel music, all of
Bethel,
them. I get
There's
I get
just that.
that
it was for me kind of the music I was exposed to, because I think it's just now we have the Afro Nigerian gospel artists like coming up.
Mm.
So for me, I mean, I was exposed to Cissy Winers, Jackie Valkers, Krista Lewis, Point of Grace. Those were the people I listened to growing up.
Women so that's of
why, exactly. So that's why, you know, when I call all these people and I say, yeah, Elevation, you know, Hillsong, it's kind of like.
I like your. You have a very wide variety of, you know, from books to music. There's a lot you have consumed over time, and it's pretty nice. Now I understand what you were saying about telling Bible stories.
Yes.
You know, you seem to have consumed a lot of good stuff, and you still are. Yes. Very commendable. Very,
thank
very
you.
Commendable.
Thank you very much.
Well done. So we're going to play you that song by Agogo. We're going to wrap this up soon. But just before that, here is Wekobiro featuring Onos. Now, this is your language, yeah?
It is.
Uh-huh.
It's Urhobo.
Wekobiro.
A song that was given to me. I didn't know the meaning. But
this
it came.
One?
I'm telling you.
But
it came
language.
And the words. I know. I don't even speak my language. Leave that to the Holy Spirit.
No. Hold on.
You
got the song in your language.
Yeah.
But you didn't know what it meant.
I didn't know what it meant. It was after that I went and called up my aunt and asked her.
Explain to me. We can't breathe through it so fast like that. So the song, you got it, and the song actually makes sense in your language.
Yes.
But it's not something you normally speak.
No, I don't speak it.
Okay. So what did you now? By the time you got interpretation,
it was just a confirmation that this song.
So what was the meaning of the things that you
had? Wekobiro means well done, God, you do me well.
Okay.
And thank you.
Okay.
I know,
that's,
right?
That's quite interesting.
I know. Part of the things that baffle me about this thing, you know. And part of the things that confirm for me that God is in it.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have. Maybe if I had gone to learn the language, I'll have put it together.
Wow. Guys, Agogo wrote a song in this language and she didn't know what the song meant when she wrote it.
I didn't.
And when she gets to
receive
interpretation of what it is that she had already written, it was in line with. It made sense, basically.
Just made sense.
Okay, guys, here it is. Wekobiro by Agogo featuring Onos Ario from the album You Are.
Thank you.
That was the song Weko Biro from the album You Are. I'm going to put you on the spot. I know time is far spent, okay, but let's try to squeeze this. Let's try to squeeze this in before you go. So I'm going to give you a task. So guys, right now, if you're watching the video, you can see this. So I'm holding a copy of the CD by Agogo Music. It's called You Are. I'm holding a copy of the CD You Are. I'm going to give you the CD right now.
Okay.
The CD has 10 tracks. Yeah. You are going to... Don't let me give it to you. Don't let me tell you yet. So I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. It's a challenge.
Okay.
But just before that, let's talk about your handle. The last time she came through, your handle then was...
AG Beams.
And then I looked at your handle and I prophesied. I said, this handle would change. You're going to change this handle. I mean, it might not be now, might be later, but this handle is going to, you know, sit down well, you know. About a year later or thereabouts, I see a message from Agogo saying, I mean, that's the way you talk. It has happened. So the new handle is now Agogo Music.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you pay me profit offering, no? Okay, let's go to this one now. So I'm handing over the CD to Agogo.
Okay.
Now, I need you to make a sentence, a story, construct a paragraph, whatever it is, using all the titles of the songs on the album.
In chronological order?
No, it could be in any order.
Any order. Okay. Miracle Working God.
Okay, let's go.
Thank you for your sweet love.
Let's start again. Let's start again.
Miracle Working God. Thank you for your sweet love. It is you who is my savior and friend. You're the one who deserves all the praise. It is you, Weko Biro, supernatural God.
It makes sense. Come on, ring the bell now. Can you do it? Good one. Good stuff.
My eyes going.
Good stuff. I like it. Great stuff. So 10 tracks right there. Yeah. Thank you. It is you. These are the words she used in making up that lovely, you know, declaration. Thank you. It is you, sweet love, Weko Biro, miracle working God. All the praise. I am free, savior and friend. You are and supernatural. Now available everywhere you get your music on Apple, on iTunes, on Spotify, on Deezer.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere. Search for Agogo. It's spelled A-G-H-O-G-H-O, and the name of the album is You Are.
Yes.
Thank you so very much for coming through. I had a good time chatting with you. I wished we had some more time, but I bet we'll do it again pretty soon.
Yes.
Before you go, any recommendations? Two recommendations now. First, book recommendations.
Okay.
Is there any book you'd like to recommend on the show for people to check out?
To Know Him by Gloria Copeland. You know, in the spirit of... Gloria Copeland, yes.
Oh, okay.
In the spirit of... reading these books at a young age. I gave that book recently to my 8-year-old daughter.
Okay.
I didn't want to task her too much. She's one of the hotheads in class already, you know, in her class. I didn't want to task her too much. So I looked for a book that seemed like it had fewer pages, or maybe just it was just a small book in size.
Mm.
But the book is small in size, but it holds a lot of things. It's so rich, I can read it over and over again.
Wow.
To Know Him.
To Know Him Gloria by Copeland. Gloria Copeland.
And so, you know, for someone like me, like you said, I have come a long way. You've been reading all this stuff, but I still found a book like that that has that title. You know, for that, you would think, okay, it's for a new convert.
Mm.
So, you see, there's always more. There's always more to know about God.
True.
So I will
To Know
that.
You by Gloria Copeland. And then away from that, music. Any music you'd like to recommend? Apart from the one that we have already recommended.
I love the music! I recommend Dunsin's music.
The album.
The album Kingdom Now.
Oh,
yeah.
Great stuff. Thank you so much once again. Good to have you on the show. All right, guys. We're gonna play you one more track from the album. This one is You Are. Has Nicolau on it. The video is also ours. You can check it out on our website, praiseworldradio.com, and also on YouTube. You know, You Are Agogo featuring Nicolau.
all.